Talking today with Dr. Jeff Edwards, the head of the Plant and Soil Science Department, Oklahoma State University. Congratulations, Dr. Edwards. And you were talking about there's a lot of changes already at the department, really in just the last few months.
There are. We have a lot of new people on board. We're really excited about that. We have Dr. Rocatelli, new forages extension. Dr. Haggard's going to be undergraduate teaching. Dr. Josh Lofton is going to be our oil seed specialist. That's the position that was vacated by Chad Godsey a few years ago, so we're really excited to have that one filled. Dr. Alderman is on board and is going to do some modeling, looking at weather and how that impacts agriculture in the state of Oklahoma. And, of course, the search is on trying to fill our small grains extension specialist role. And also we have Tracy Beatty. Dr. Beatty is actually out in the panhandle at Guymon as our area agronomist out there. So we're really excited about the team that we have in place.
And you're still kind of sort of wearing that hat as our wheat specialist, small grain specialist, most certainly today at this wheat review. And you had several ideas about things that we learned from this 2015 crop. Tell me about those.
Well, we learned a lot. Sometimes the school of hard knocks, it teaches you some valuable lessons. One thing that really stands out for me from this last year is that wheat streak mosaic is no longer just a problem in the Oklahoma panhandle. And it can be an issue that can create difficulties between neighbors. The vector for that virus is the wheat curl mite, and if it moves from one neighbor to the other, we could have issues there. There are no curative treatments. The only thing we can do is prevent the disease by ensuring that any volunteer grasses are dead, not just sprayed, but completely dead 2 weeks prior to planting. So I'm stressing to everyone, make sure that you adhere to that two-week window. Be a good neighbor, even if you're going fallow. Control the volunteer on your property as well.
Seems like we also learned quite a bit about the fact that wheat's a pretty tough crop.
It is a tough crop. Most of us thought that we were down for the count there around the first mid-March. We thought we were in for a repeat of 2014. And the way that crop went, the rain started to come there in April. We had a recovery. There was one crop I looked at, or one field that I looked at, that I rated as a complete loss to freeze injury. Wound up making about 30, 35 bushels per acre because of the secondary growth. So wheat has tremendous ability for recovery. The only thing is I kind of wish maybe that rain had have stopped a couple of weeks earlier than it did. The continued rainfall that we had, those prolonged waterlogged soil conditions, really hurt our test weight and took a toll on our crop in terms of yield and quality.
The other things that we learned as far as the response of foliar application, in other words, your fungicide applications, that was remarkable.
This is one of the largest response years we've ever had for foliar fungicide applications. At Lahoma, an average of 16 bushels per acre increase in terms of yield, about 2.5 pounds per bushel in terms of test weight. Apache, 16 bushels per acre. Chickasha, we had almost 30 bushels per acre increase in yield and about 3 pounds per bushel in terms of test weight. And that'll pay for a lot of fungicide and in a hurry. The thing that hurt us last year is that at the time we needed to be applying those fungicides, the crop was still in pretty dire straits. The rains came and we saw that we were going to make a crop, but getting a spraying window at that time was difficult, and also a lot of our label restrictions held us back at that point because we were getting closer to harvest. Mm-hmm. What I would stress to producers now is that before they put seed into the ground, they need to look at the disease resistance rating for the variety that they're planting and make the decision whether or not they're willing to spray a foliar fungicide. A lot of our varieties, such as Ruby Lee, which is a good variety, but you need to include a fungicide in your enterprise budget for that variety, Ruby Lee, Everest, those types of varieties. Some of our varieties that have a little stronger disease package, like a Billings, Gallagher, you could probably get by without a fungicide if you wanted to.
So that probably, is that maybe your top recommendation as we think about planting the 16 crop?
It is. I would really take a hard look at the varieties I'm planting and whether or not they're susceptible to disease. Go ahead and make plans for that fungicide. Now, if you're getting reports from Texas from Dr. Hunger saying that there is absolutely no foliar disease out there, then maybe you won't spray, but you need to be prepared. And whenever you're getting reports that we have a lot of foliar disease and spores building to the south of us, you have decent yield potential, you have to go ahead and pull the trigger. The other key with foliar diseases and fungicides is that they're mainly preventative in nature. You can't wait until the crop is already infected, can't wait till the enemy has already overrun the camp to spray. You have to go ahead and make that application in anticipation of what's going to happen.
Obviously, we're middle of August, very close to some folks wanting to plant wheat right now. And it does appear that we may have conditions where we can get some seed in the ground and get wheat pasture.
We do. We've got some rainfall. We have decent subsoil moisture in many of our fields still. Just need a little bit of moisture to complete the topsoil moisture. They're predicting that we're going to have a fairly cool fall with plenty of moisture. Hopefully that will be the case. That will be perfect for growing wheat pasture. People who are considering planting for wheat pasture need to consider not only the forage production ability of the variety, but also Hessian fly. That's a problem that we saw crop back up last year. And if you're planting early for wheat pasture, having Hessian fly resistance in that variety is a big plus.